This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. The festival of colors Holi will be celebrated throughout the country tomorrow. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and celebrates the arrival of the spring season. On this day, people apply gulal or colors on one another, exchange greetings, savor sweets, and seek the blessings of elders. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. The President said Holi is a vibrant and joyous festival which infuses hope and enthusiasm into people's lives. Vice President Dhankar said the festival serves as a poignant juncture for everyone to rejuvenate bonds and welcome the advent of spring. In his message, the Prime Minister said the festival of colours brings new energy and enthusiasm in everyone's lives. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today lauded the valour, determination and sacrifices of the armed forces for protecting the nation in harsh terrains and inclement weather. Addressing the soldiers in Leh after celebrating Holi with them, Mr. Singh said positive commitment of the soldiers posted in high altitudes is much stronger than the minus temperatures. He said every citizen is proud of the armed forces as they live far away from their families so that we can celebrate Holi and other festivals with our families peacefully. The Raksha Mantri said the nation will forever be indebted to our soldiers and their courage and sacrifices will keep inspiring the future generations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said Article 370 was a temporary measure of the Indian Constitution and extending it harmed the nation. Dr. Jaishankar said this while interacting with the Indian community in Singapore. Dr. Jaishankar said Article 370 prevented very progressive laws from being extended to Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh at that point. Speaking on India's relations with Russia, Dr. Jaishankar stressed that India has always had a positive relationship with Russia. The centre has extended the export ban on onions till further orders. The decision has been taken to increase domestic availability and to keep the prices of onions under check. The Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, in a notification said that prohibition on export of onions was valid till the 31st of March 2024 and it's extended until further orders. On December last year, the government had banned the export of onions. However, it allowed the export of onions to friendly countries on a case-to-case basis. The BJP has released its fifth list of candidates for 111 Lok Sabha seats. The party's new joinees, Naveen Jindal, will contest from Kurukshetra and Ranjit Chautala will contest from Hisar in Haryana. The BJP has fielded actor Kangana Ranaut from Mandi in Himachal Pradesh, Sambit Patra from Puri in Odisha, Ravi Shankar Prasad from Patna Sahib and Giriraj Singh from Begusarai in Bihar. Nityanand Rai will contest from Ujjiarpur, Sita Soren from Dumka, Jagadish Shettar from Belgaon and Dharmendra Pradhan from Sambalpur Lok Sabha seats. The Congress has also released another list of three candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. Pratibha Dhanorkar will contest from Chandrapur Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra, while Pratap Singh Kacharyavas will contest from the Jaipur Lok Sabha seat in Rajasthan. The party has fielded Murari Lal Meena in Dausa constituency in Rajasthan. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati has announced the first list of 16 candidates for the Lok Sabha elections in Uttar Pradesh. The BSP candidates on the list cover all the constituencies which will go to polls in the first phase of polling. Among the 16 candidates, Muslims have been given the largest share with 7 seats, while the Dalits, other backward classes and upper castes have been given an equal share of 3 seats each. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 20 runs at the Sawai Mansingh Indoor Stadium in Jaipur. Chasing the target of 194 runs, Lucknow could muster 173 runs, losing 6 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. In the second match of the day, put to bat, Gujarat Titans scored 168 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs against Mumbai Indians at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Chasing 169, Mumbai were 52 for 2 in 6 overs when reports last came in. Tomorrow, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will clash with Punjab Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that's the end of this news bulletin.